Your Daily Devo for February 6th, 2026, titled, God Makes It Possible, written by Michael Jordan, read by Marie Drasik. When the turn came for Esther to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai suggested. Esther chapter 2, verse 15. Much is made of Esther's simplicity. Esther vied with other women for the affection of King Xerxes. The rules of the contest permitted each woman to take whatever she wanted with her as she appeared before Xerxes. Most women chose to bring many things, but Esther took nothing but a few essentials. Many have read this decision as a sign of Esther's commitment to modesty, thinking that it referred to the fact that she didn't need alluring makeup or clothes. But this reading imposes modern evangelical concerns onto a story in a way that doesn't quite ring true. It's better to read this story like we would read many other Old Testament stories, where God rescued his people in a way that showed that it was he who got the credit, not the people. David defeated Goliath in a way that can be credited only to God. The Israelites escaped slavery only when God parted the Red Sea. And Esther became queen only when God made it possible against all odds. Likely, you are in need of God's touch right now. Something in your life seems like such a huge obstacle that it can only be moved by God's hand. Queen Esther's story is about so much more than rewarding modesty. It reminds us that nothing is hopeless for the people of God. Today's action step: pray with boldness, knowing God can make a way for you.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.